from the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Eddy County Sheriff's Office continues their investigation into a shooting of an Artesia man at a local RV park that happened early Saturday morning. According to reports, Eddy County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the Ponderosa RV park at 3204 West Main in Artesia. When deputies got there, they made contact with a 40-year-old male who had been shot. He was then transported to Artesia General Hospital before being airlifted to an out-of-state facility for treatment. Anyone with information on this case are encouraged to call the Eddy County Sheriff's Office. 33-year-old Luis Guana of Roswell has been charged with aggravated battery to a police officer, aggravated fleeing of a police officer, and unlawful taking of a motor vehicle. According to police reports, a Roswell police officer stopped to speak with Guana, who was on a bicycle on East Albuquerque Street in South Virginia in Roswell last Thursday. That's when Guana took three tennis ball-sized river rocks from his pocket and began throwing them at the Roswell police officer. The officer was struck twice in the head and once in the arm. After the assault, Guana stole the officer's patrol unit. The injured police officer then alerted dispatch to the situation. Guana then took Chaffetz County deputies and state police officers, who joined in on a pursuit that ended in Artesia. That's where Guana struck a truck head-on. Guana then attempted to flee the scene on foot. However, officers caught up with him almost immediately. The driver of the pickup did not suffer major injuries. The New Mexico Department of Health has reported there now have been 8,940 people diagnosed with the coronavirus. The health department also recorded four new additional COVID-19 related deaths, bringing the total to 396. The Lee County Sheriff's Office will host a group of Explorers Club members tonight at the Sheriff's Office Administration Building. Public Information Officer Deputy Vivian Martinez elaborates.
From 6 to 8 o'clock, those folks who have children that have applied will be attending as guests to watch and learn and see, get information on what the Explorers do. They'll be exposed to a little bit of what the Explorers learn and how they learn. And if there's any youth out there between the ages of 14 and 20 who would like to apply or would like an application, you can jump on our Facebook or our Instagram or download our app, the Lee County Sheriff's Office.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.